My next guest, who you're about to meet, Fleur McDonald, is one of the writing successes of this state who really gets her due acknowledgement. 10 years ago, she had her first book published. It was called Red Dirt. Initially rejected, I might add. Since then, and then successful, since then, she's sold more than 500,000 books. Fleur's latest book is Starting From Now. It deals with several themes, including animal activism, country journalism and, or journalism generally, and unexpected illness. I spoke with Fleur a little bit earlier.
So when I started writing, this book was about the same time as what the farm maps came out onto the web, and I was really frustrated by in seeing what was going on and what was how it was all going to affect farmers. So I wanted to write about it, but I wanted to show both sides of the story. So I had to do a lot of research into the activist side of things because that's not obviously my view. So I just thought it was really nice to be able to pop something that was happening at the time into a book and explain both sides to the readers.
The way that you're able to capture both the courtroom scene and also the newspaper where the key character works at is very, very clever, I think. How did you do that?
I have been into a couple of court cases. My friend, who is a detective, took me into to the courts here in Perth at one stage, and I always wanted to be a rural journalist, and I know a couple of rural journalists quite well, so Tara Zalangraft, obviously, who's the ABC, a really good friend of the ABC, so I talked to her a little bit as well. So, yeah, it was there was a bit of research involved, but not huge amounts.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about Zara Ellison. So she's the young journalist who's initially were reporting on the manslaughter, the death of the first conservationist. And then it's really a look at her life as well. Who is she?
Oh, well, Zara is a figment of my imagination, but I loved living her life for a little while through the book. So she is she lives in Adelaide at the time that I was writing this book, and she was working for a rural paper, sort of getting on the road and going and investigating things. But her mum sends her a text message sort of fairly early on in the piece saying, you know, call me when you can, which she finds really worrying. And so within 2 weeks from that news, she's had to move back to Barker, which was her original home, and help.
So her brother's mom. Ill.
Her brother is ill, yeah.
Why did you want to add an element of, I suppose life delivers some crap things sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Why did you want to add that just to be more reflective of life?
Well, I think we needed a reason. We needed a catalyst for her to come back to Barker because she was pretty entrenched in Adelaide and with all of her friends that were there and her work. So she needed a catalyst to come back, and it was going to take something fairly dramatic to make her come home, which her brother being sick was dramatic.
You're a South Australian. What was it like to write again about South Australia?
Well, I love writing about South Australia. I am originally from the Flinders Ranges, and it's just a really great spot to dump bodies when you're writing books. So yeah, it's a great thing to write about.
Old mate Detective Burrows returns.
Yeah, well, he's pretty popular.
Can you tell us about his role?
He actually takes a bit of a backseat role in all of this. You know, Dave in the rural fiction book. So to explain just really quickly, there's two lots of the Dave Burrows books. There's the rural fiction, which comes out in November, and then there's the Dave Burrows series, which comes out in April. Sorry. So the one at the moment is where he's taking a bit of a backseat role, where Zara is the main character. So he just gets in and makes sure that everything flows nicely And he's sort of getting to the stage that I might need to retire him soon. So he's got a sidekick, Jack.
Yes. So this is Senior Constable Jack Higgins.
Yeah. So he...
He plays a more prominent role.
He does. He does. And, you know, Dave's just there to sort of mentor him and guide him through his work and life. He needs some help with life sometimes too.
My guest this morning on ABC Radio Perth and WA's Fleur McDonald, talking about her latest book, Starting From Now. And we've discussed this before, Fleur, but because you are quite prolific in terms of, you know, you create a lot of stories. Where do these stories come from for you?
Oh, well, I've got a really great imagination. And sometimes it can be just you know, a conversation that I hear on the radio, or that'll spark something, and I can work a story around that. But a lot of the time, Dave, who is my detective friend, and I, we chat, and you know, he tells me stories, you know, war stories, and you know, sometimes I can take a piece of one story that he tells me, another piece of another, and merge them together and make fiction that little bit stranger than fact.
How do you create the dialogue? Because I think you capture that very well.
Dialogue's really tricky. You've actually got to read it out loud to yourself. Mm. So it's quite often that my son will come home from work and he'll hear me talking to myself because I'm reading the dialogue out. And that's how you find it's natural. If you read it and it sounds stilted, then you've got to go back and change it.
It's how you find the rhythm,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah. You would be one of the few people, I imagine, who earns a living from writing.
Yeah, I'm in a very privileged position.
Yeah. Can you remind listeners of how that all began for you? Because there might be people who aspire to achieve, you know, just a portion of what you've been able to achieve.
Oh, well, I think I was just in the right place at the right time. It was when Red Dust came out 10 years ago this year. So it was when the Rachel Treasure book, Gillaroo, had come out, and there was a real hunger for those types of stories. And I read Gillaroo. I was given it for Christmas one year, and I read it and I thought, oh, I'm in a pretty good place to write these type of stories because I was on the farm, you know, I had a great imagination. And then I just started writing Red Dust, and I sent it in to Alan and Unwin's Friday Pitch Day, which is sort of a bit like the slush pile, and it was picked up from there. They told me originally that it wasn't the sort of book that they wanted and that my writing was strong and commercial, but wasn't what they wanted, so to try another publisher. And I didn't actually do that. I submitted back to them again, and I've been with them ever since.
Yeah,
Four name books later.
Yeah, so selling lots of books. Has it become easier at all?
No, I think it becomes harder.
Does it?
Yeah, and I think originally when I first started writing, it was a great escape. You know, if things were dry on the farm or whatever, I could make it rain. Or if I'd had a really bad day in the sheepyards, I could kill people in books. I killed 4 people in one chapter one day when I had a really bad day in the sheepyards. But I think now it's actually my full-time job, and you've got to go and you've got to sit down. Sometimes I find that more challenging than what it was before.
I suppose there's an expectation now, isn't there? And also it must be hard to just keep thinking of new, fresh storylines that would appeal.
Yeah, original stuff. And it's, I think when you just finish one book and then you've got to turn around and start the other, and then you're editing on top of writing the new book, so you're editing the one you've just finished and writing the new one at the same time. So it's like it's a real cycle.
You're also involved in trying to promote anti-domestic violence, so trying to make people aware of domestic violence. Can you tell us about what you've done in that area?
Yeah, so I started a not-for-profit organisation a couple of years ago called Breaking the Silence with the help of some really passionate people wanting to raise awareness about domestic violence. And I funded that myself for the first couple of years, and then what I wanted to do was probably a little bit bigger than what I was capable of doing. So we lobbied government and got a grant from the federal government, from Minister Hunt's office, the Minister for Health. And now we're just in the process of starting a 10-town pilot program across WA, collating all of the services for each town and putting them onto a website. We're going to get online counsellors. We've got a few other things up our sleeve with all of that, but we're only just starting in the last month. The money's just come through, so we're pretty excited to be sinking our teeth into that.
Does domestic violence feature much in your books?
Yeah, it has done. Mm. Indigo Storm, there was quite a strong domestic violence theme running through that, yeah.
Mm. Okay. One of the many things that Fleur MacDonald explores in her books. The latest one is called Starting From Now. Fleur, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Barry.